بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Discussing the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday we learned that we should, when we leave the toilet, when we come out of the toilet, we should read the dua. Bismillah, Ghufranak, Alhamdulillah, الذي أذهب أني الأذى وآفاني. Today we learn that before entering the toilet, a person has got a ring or anything that has got any ayat or the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam on it, and it's open, it's exposed, people can see it, then you should take off that and don't go in the toilet with it while it is exposed. However, if a person is wearing a taweez, that is ayat written, but it's wrapped up and covered in a cloth, then a person can enter the toilet with it. While when relieving oneself, do not face the Qibla nor turn the back towards it. That is, be very careful that we don't face in the direction of the Qibla while relieving ourselves, neither is our back towards the Qibla. And thus Shaitan is making a lot of effort. First of all, he's taking us away from the Sunnat method to sit down and squat and relieve ourselves. That is going out of our lives. Our children only know how to use the high pen, which is not actually the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Shaitan is making it such that we are so unmindful, we don't think which direction is the pen facing. And especially now Shaitan has worked so much that you go to Haramain Sharifain, most of the hotels, mostly the toilets are facing towards Qibla. So we should be careful and sit a bit on the angle and be alert of this. Even the beds, you see, you go into the rooms, beds are facing your feet is facing Qibla. We don't realize this. Whereas, Allahu Akbar, modern science is making so much research on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in vain, they don't accept it. But as they learn, they come to realize what benefits they are. They come to realize that the Kaaba Sharif is giving off positive rays, spiritual rays. And if you do anything showing disrespect to the Kaaba Sharif, then negative rays is going. So now the positive and negative rays is clashing, and it affects your body. And then you start getting sickness, and that all the doctors in the world can't find out what's wrong with you. But it's actually because we show disrespect to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The solution is tawbah, istighfar, realize. And where we'll realize this? You won't get this in the kitabs, or you won't get this anywhere. You'll get this only by the mashayikh. And that is why we should make shukr Allah brought us here. Continue with our lessons, which are the most important lesson, and that is the lesson of how to correct our salah and bring life into our salah and lead a salah of reality, which is the most important aspect of our life, which will build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that a person, well, as we learned, if you do the cause and make mushk, train yourself for 40 days, then this habit will come into you, then you just can't leave out salah. There's no question about missing a salah. And then as we learned in the end, that what is the sign whether you're successful or not, that Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat enters the heart, and you realize, where can I fulfill a namaz that is worthy in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You'll realize that my namaz is just useless, and you'll be engaged in tawbah, istighfar, like we learned the last dua that we read in namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. But together with that, as you got the mani, the greatness, the marifat of Allah, when you're coming to the khanka and you're listening to your sheikh, and Allah's marifat is coming, then you'll realize that Allah is so great, but Allah is very merciful also. So you'll be worried that I can't perform a salah that can be pleasing in the court of Allah, but you'll have great hope in the mercy of Allah. In other words, you'll make every effort to try and correct yourself and to try and do things right. But end of the day, you'll realize, I can never achieve it without the mercy of Allah. And like we learned from our Dana Sheikh, he used to say so beautifully, Kaam bantai fazal se akhtar, hum fazal ka asra lagaye hue. That our work can only be done with the special grace of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother, that nobody can enter Jannat without the mercy of Allah. She was surprised, said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even you, said, not even me, but Allah has already engulfed me in His mercy. So this is that you realize that I can never make ibadat as Allah will be pleased, but you have hope in the mercy. And hope is that you try your best and then have hope. Not that we say, oh Allah is very merciful. Mawlana say Allah is very merciful. And Allah even commands, وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever be despondent of the mercy of Allah. Don't say, no, I can't manage and I can't read namaz properly, so why must I read namaz? That, no, never ever. You do your effort as much as you can and realize that effort also comes from Allah Ta'ala. So you just, and then hope in the mercy of Allah. You can't be doing, be reckless. You don't perform namaz, or you don't learn how to perform namaz, and then you say, Mawlana said, no, we must perform namaz and hope in the mercy of Allah. It doesn't work like that. It's like a person, he wants to go to Durban. Now he's got a car that is also old jalopy, 1940 car. It's half broken. Then the brakes are not working properly. And then the clutch. And then he doesn't want to service it also. But he wants to go on his way to Durban. And then he's telling everybody, make dua that I reach Durban. And then he says, he got hope that I'll reach Durban. And he's driving recklessly on the road also. Then if he meets up in an accident, and he goes straight to Kabristan, then that is not a shaheed. That person will be charged for in the court of Allah for committing suicide. That you did the wrong thing and you expect. So exactly the same. If we don't make an effort on our salah, and then we say we have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will get angry with us. So, inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. Allah's mercy is close to those people who try their best to do amal in the best way. And that is what we learn here, kayfiyat ihsan. So yesterday we started now with the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, that the actual bayan is underlined, and then at the end, every juncture, then Sufi Iqbal Sahib gives an explanation also to make it easy for us to understand. So we start with the actual kitab today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sabak Awal, the first Sabak. And the bayan, it was a bayan. So Ba'd Hamd wa Salah Muta'alliq bi Haqiqati Salah. After the praises of Allah, after Salat upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Durood and Salam, then now this bayan is related to the reality of Salah. And thus you can go to any Darulum also, you won't get it in any kitab, that they're giving now a sabak on the reality of Salah. Yes, you'll get the laws of Salah, you'll get what Salah is all about, all the bayah, you're able to pass your imtihan, but the reality of Salah, that ruh, and that life, and that actual, in the dusting, you'll get all the wiring, you'll get all the masail, etc. But that current will come from the Sheikh. And that is where, this is the place that you have to go into the Hanka, and this is where you will get reality of Salah, and reality of life. And as we'll just learn in the introduction of Hazrat's the bayan already, that Hazrat explained that Allah didn't just send us here and we just lead our life on our own. But a person has to come to know what is reality, and then a person will understand what life is all about. Otherwise we got our own idea of life. We all say it's my life, my wife, my money, nobody must tell me what to do. Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. What height of stupidity. Just think 1 minute before you came in, where you had life. So who gave you life? And if it is your life, and Allah takes it away, now where is your life? So we shouldn't utter, when we don't know reality, and reality of life, of deen, comes with salah, and then reality of life will come with salah. So Hazrat is saying, that Ilahi, and his Urdu in the early days, and very difficult to understand, but with the barakat of our mashayikh, the Hazrat has explained, and we see Sufi Iqbal Sahib also took the, so to say, trouble to explain it a bit more in detail after every part of the bayan. Ilahi, shukar tere ihsan ka, ke tune hamari dil ko roshan, aur zuban ko goya kya. Oh Allah, all the praises to you, and unlimited thanks to you, O Allah. We make shukr to you that what favors you have blessed us. You did ihsan upon us. You did the great favor to us. So that alone a person realizes, it's not my life, it's Allah's favor. Allah gave me existence. That not only existence, that just a body, Allah could give you a body, Allahu Akbar. There's no time to go in so much detail anyway, that Allah Ta'ala's favor upon us, ke tu ne hamare dil ko roshan kiya. That, O Allah, you enlightened our heart, which is the king of the body. The reality of a person is not the body, and not your physical heart, your ruh. And Allah enlightened the ruh, because the ruh comes from Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed, that every soul that comes in the world, kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Every soul has got fitra, natural disposition of the recognition of Allah. Because before we came in the world, we were in alam-e-arwa. And Allah Ta'ala showed us His countenance in alam-e-arwa. And Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum. When you see the beauty of Allah, the arwah, we saw the beauty of Allah. And we acknowledge, qalu bala. Then Allah said, shahidna, that I am making you witness of yourself, that I am going to send you in the world. Then you will see whether you forgot this pledge or not. So this ihsan Allah Ta'ala, that Allah enlightened our heart. And also that was one of the things. Then in the world, as Allah Ta'ala says, now the company you keep, the first company will be your parents. فَأَبَوَاوْ يُحَوِّدَانِ. Now who's going to nurture that nur in the heart? The parents' responsibility. But if you're born in a Christian home, you'll become a Christian. Then you won't believe in Allah. How are you supposed to believe? Jewish home like that. And sadly, in a Muslim home, and we don't get proper nurturing, the first thing the child is supposed to be hearing is the name of Allah. First, Allahu Akbar in the right ear. Allahu Akbar in the left ear. Azan in the right ear. Iqama in the left ear. But shaitan has worked so much that he made us so scared that to give birth, now you have to go to doctors and you have to go to clinic and it can't, how many millions of babies were born when there was no clinics or anything? In the villages and everything. And they came into the world. Today we got, then why shaitan works like this? That the child, the first thing you go there, subtle music is playing. And on the walls, all the funny pictures of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that stupid things. When a child comes in the world, the first thing is supposed to hear, Allah brought me, Allah's name. And he is hearing all the swelt and dirt. His eyes open, Allahu Akbar. He is to be, he's supposed to be seeing a home there, swallowed noor, Quran Sharif, etc. Here he is seeing all the funny pictures. And if we don't correct it, now we tell the mother, buy clothes for the child with all pictures, and we're putting on that for the child, and then we say our children are not listening. So Allah enlightened the heart already. And Zuban ko goya kya. Allah didn't just give us a tongue, but Allah gave us a tongue to speak. And speak what? Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read the name of Allah Ta'ala. So we're only able to read what the child hears. That's what he's going to speak. So what is hearing in the house? Many times parents are speaking and the environment in the house is so not conducive to forget to Islam. Not conducive to humanity. And now they go visiting and the child is swearing, hey, we don't know where this child learned this. Where else is he going to learn this? Allahu Akbar. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains in the Fazail Amal, that I make shukr that our pious mothers, grandmothers, they read so lot Quran Sharif. And while they were expecting that when the child was born, he also started reading Quran Sharif. And this is not impossible. Allah, the child is hearing, uktubul ilm min al-mahdi ila al-lahad. From the cradle to the grave, learn knowledge. So where you, while the child is in the womb of the mother, and that is why Hazrat explained, the biggest degree for the mother is PhD, permanent house dweller. Be at home, and then see what you are going to bring up a whole foundation of men, not of Allahu Akbar. What are we today? The men that will put Islamic rule in the world. Like the Mujahideen, that is the work of the mother. And today we say, woman's love, no, we must be out in the streets. You're losing your responsibility. You are the forerunners of the jihad in the Allahu Akbar. So anyway, Allah make us understand. Aur aise Nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja. And Allah didn't just send us in the world that now go lead your life and find out of Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, etc. Or learn how to lead your life. Allah has sent such an accepted Nabi of Allah, the greatest of all, Sayyidul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for what? Khalqullah fi hidayat, for the hidayat of mankind, to guide us, to put us onto the straight path. That insan, walaqad khalaqna al-insan, we made you the best of all creation. Now either you follow the alam naj'al lahu aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn wa hadaynahu najdayn. Allah says, who gave you those two eyes? Who gave you those beautiful lips and tongue? And then who guided you? Hadaynahu najdayn. We showed you the two roads. We sent, and not only we wrote it down in our scriptures in Qur'an Kareem, and we sent the best Nabi to guide mankind, to take out mankind from darkness, lost where we are, and put us on the path of hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala says, we send the most accepted Nabi, and Allahu Akbar. There's a long discussion there, but just to understand, daily make shukr. Allah, you made me insan. Allah, you made me in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a position. Just the connection, who you got. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh says, Madina ki nisbat hai keemat meri, wagar na hakikat mein saste hum. Our value is the connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why we say Madina. Madina Sharif has got value because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our value is how much we following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide mankind. That hidayat ke waaste bheja, ke jiski adna shafaat se dono jahan ki ni'mat paave. That was the lowest level of intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll get the greatest ni'mat of both the worlds. Not only the ni'mat of this world, the ni'mat of both the worlds. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, azizun alaykum, harisun alaykum bil mu'minin. He was worried, not a pain must go to any human being. And then he was, so to say, eager, and like we say, haris, to have greed. Greed for what? How can mankind come on hidayat? How can they come on? This was the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah grant hidayat to the ummah. So the lowest level, and we should be begging for intercession of Nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught it to us through Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. Just listen to azan properly. That was the message of guidance Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. And after azan, read the dua, you'll get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has the lowest level of intercession. There's a lot of detail, we can't go into much more detail, time is very short. But, and the lowest level of intercession will give you the blessings of both the worlds. Or isko rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat uthaye. Allahu Akbar. And this is actually why Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which shows that the first and the greatest sheikh that came to the world was Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world? Qad ja'akum min Allahi nuru wa kitabun mubin. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, from who has come this great messenger? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, from Allah Ta'ala. قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُور. Allah first explained that light that has come. And what is that light? Nothing but the embodiment of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not his own way. Wa kitabun mubin, the open, clear book of Allah. He is following the law of Allah. And that is our constitution of life. Any other constitution of any government that goes against the constitution of Allah, that we scrap it. We won't follow it. But sadly, when we don't follow in the hidayat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we give preference and we say, no, we're living in the law of the land. You have to follow the law of the government. Whereas, لا تعتك للمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no obedience to the makhluk in the disobedience of Allah. Like Hazrat says, there we must wriggle out our way. Not now we're putting deen subservient to the commands of the kuffar. And this is what Allah Ta'ala is telling us, that we send Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for your guidance, to take you out from this darkness. And we know that period, we can't go into all detail, but Allah puts in the heart that the period when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, Allah Ta'ala says, what was the condition of the world? Zulumatum ba'dwa fawka ba'd. Layers and layers of darkness, not load shedding, darkness of the heart. The heart didn't know that what human beings, all type of filth and dirt that you can think, gambling, womanizing, killing one another just for small things, drinking the blood of one another, parting their daughter, all that. That's so dark, Allah says, you left your hands like in the ocean, you can't see your own hand. So that was human beings, didn't know what was human beings. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and what a fascinating work Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. What an effort that in a period of 23 years, that Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed, what so harder than rock, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it more valuable than gold. What heart Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam produced when they came out. And that is what Hazrat Umar Radhiyallahu said, Inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. Allah gave us honor with Islam through the efforts of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us why Allah created us. Not just to pass life, not just to come eat, drink and sleep and marry and have entertainment and that. Then like so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, Pakhane banani ki machine ban gaye. Then what are you? You just manufacturing stool that you get up in the morning. Now you say, I must go work, send children to school, university. Then at night everybody come past. Mother cooks the food, everybody is eating. Now you look for a little TV entertainment and you sleep. You get up in the morning, first thing whatever you imported in your stomach, you exporting. And again life. So what? That's why Allah sent us. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. We created you just in vain, just for tomfoolery. And this is what we think. And this is what Shaitan is teaching us today. And here Allah Ta'ala says, we send our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach mankind and guide mankind what is fun, the enjoyment of getting the recognition of Allah. So Marifat, which is the greatest knowledge, Rasul Il Marifatullah. The king of all knowledges is the recognition of Allah. And as you get the recognition of Allah, Allahu Akbar, impossible that you Allah's greatness don't come in the heart. Allah's azmat will come, and what Allah's azmat comes, the love of Allah. Then enjoyment of life is something else. Then you can see clearly, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, that where there's all the bright lights, outward bright lights, and all the funny lights, you can see that is filth and dirt. Those are casinos, those are clubs, that's not for us. Here in the masjid, you'll come Fajr time. It might be a dumb light also, but you'll see the noor in the masjid. You'll see this is where the light is. So this is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought and salvaged the ummah, took us out of their darkness. And we say that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Sahaba, that was the days of ignorance. They didn't know. We living today in a sophisticated modern world of technology, scientific world. But just go back 1400 years and compare our life to that life. We have become a modern fool that now abortion is the order of the day. Every school, every university, every second house, Muslims we talk here, not people who don't have iman, that how abortion is taking place. Music, alcohol in Muslim homes, and worse, LGBTQ, that now I want to be a lesbian, I want to be a gay, I want to be all this. This is not insaniya. So same, that same thing that salvaged the ummah in the 1400 years ago, if we want to be salvaged, don't move with technology. That is shaitan showing you the way to Hizbul shaitan. You'll become the army of shaitan. Go back to the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that you will get from the khulafa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-ulama warasatul anbiya. The ulama are the inheritors of, but which ulama? Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadil ulama. Those ulama who have got the marifat and the fear of Allah in their heart. And Allah has brought us here to our Hazrat. We can't make enough shukr. So then you'll get the enjoyment of irfan, of marifat of Allah, Allahu Akbar. That a person comes to know, who has given me my life? The first thing you come in the world, Allahu Akbar. No gynecologist, no mother, no father knew how your body was made and how you came out from that narrow passage, which is virtually impossible. A person can come out alive, a baby that is so soft and delicate, and how Allah makes it, Allahu Akbar. How you come out into this beautiful world, and the mother, she says before that, when she's going through the pangs of death, that now it's my last child, I won't. And when she gets that child in her arms, and she's got the marifat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. The child hears, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, she forgets all that pain. Who takes away that pain again? Who takes away and who gives that Allahu Akbar, that coolness of the eyes to that mother and see what a beautiful child Allah has made. Allahu Akbar, that beautiful lips, like our Shaykh says, you feel like eating up that baby. You want to bite that cheeks, you want to bite that lips. There is no problem. But think, who made this? Who made this? Where does the foolish people that we say we are now in the scientific world, and what science is teaching us, that we made our forefathers were monkeys, aliyah subillah. And they boasting, we professors, we got PhD. Allah says, what PhD when you haven't recognized Allah from ABC? When you came in a world you haven't recognized that step, and you're making foolish claims. What is your PhD? That you got Terawa Dimah. Your head is upside down now. You got permanent head damage. Your head is, and you say you're professor, and you are scientist. And sadly, ulama want to take advice from such people. Ulama are supposed to be giving such people advice. So this is what we come and learn. When you come and learn this, then it's just Allahu Akbar. The child comes in the world, there's an enjoyment for the child. That he thought that that world in the womb of the mother is so, that's my life, that's my world. I enjoy it there, I'm in comfort. Nobody with me, it's my own world for myself. But when it comes into the world of dunya, then he realized, ask the child, you want to go back? Say, no, that narrow world, dark world, where I want to go back? And then we come into dunya to realize, this is the womb of akhirat. Not to get lost and think, oh, this is my world now. No, Allah has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us and guide us that here you have come to build yourself and to work to get ready for the real world of akhirat. And then ask any person who's left this world, you want to come back into this world? Say, never ever. I must come back into the small world. Outwardly it looks very big, but it's a small world, the whole world put together. And the earth planet itself, compared to the sun, etc., is so small. And the whole earth puts not like one dot in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us this marifat, and then you'll get the enjoyment of life, and then you'll understand what's enjoyment of life. Otherwise, our small mind, we want to use and mature our own mind, then we think enjoyment is like a child. He enjoys himself in playing with stool also. Put his hands in the nappies and play around. Put it even in his mouth. He doesn't know. So we are till now, if we haven't gained the marifat of Allah, then we are so immature. And pas durood. So obviously, what should be coming out on our tongues? Who came to salvage us? Who came to teach us of Allah's greatness? Obviously, durood should be on the tongue of a person. Pas durood is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mukhtar par. That very chosen Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidul Anbiya. We send the most and the best of salutations and blessings upon him. And we can't do it. Our mouths are so dirty. And our minds are so limited. We say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, you send all this beautiful, the highest praises, the highest, as if we are thanking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're making dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the chosen Nabi, and not only him, uske aal, that aali athar, his pure, pure family. The family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's so pure, as we will learn. What purity of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet people who don't learn the marifat, how they will make a mess up of this. They will even plunder the own family of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most choicest and the most greatest of all creation. We can't imagine what is the position of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then his Mubarak family, whoever was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and brought iman, what they became. They became outstanding. So the household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a position they have got. That is our beloved mothers, Azwaj Mutahharat, or Ashabi Kibar, and all the very, very honorable Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Just coming in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a split moment, what an open heart, that what is in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the belief of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah must come in my heart. That person becomes so honorable. And here we learn Ashabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they came in the sohbat, when they came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with an open heart, not with a closed heart, then they reach such stages that according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the greatest wali after the Sahaba cannot reach the position of the lowest Sahabi. Allahu Akbar. Why? That was the barakat of Sohbat, the barakat of company of those people whose hearts and whose hearts would be more greater, what marifat, what the greatness of Allah, what the love of Allah, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahaba became the greatest personalities. So Hazrat is saying, or Ashab radiallahu ta'ala anhu kibar par ho jiyo ke jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baaz rakha. That upon this great personality that who has come to show us that stay away, that has taught this human being, this bashar, who Allah made from sand and water, and all of us, like Hazrat says, today we get overtaken with a walkie-talkie doll. But as the Buzruk says so beautifully, Allah ki kudrat dekhna hai, to ek mitti ko dekho. One handful of sand, and Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah didn't just make a fascinated and the best of all things, Allah Ta'ala made such a human being that Allah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. From the many, many signs of Allah Ta'ala. That Allahu Akbar. If our forefather came to see us, that today my children, what and what they are doing. Allah made us from sand and water, and all of a sudden we're moving around. And we are doing this, and we are doing that, and we get astonished for one walkie-talkie doll. And we don't think, how am I moving? Alhamdulillah. Only by Allah Ta'ala's fazl, karam, kindness. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to take out this human being from going astray, from darkness, and that stay away, that is not your way, that is not a human being. So Baaz Rakhna means to keep you away, to keep you aside, that where you have people have got lost. After 600 years after Isa Al Islam was lifted to the heavens, now no Nabi, they forgot. Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a favor of Allah Ta'ala. Our whole life sajda, one woman in the time of Bani Israel, she says, if we only knew the value of this ummah, I'll spend my whole life in one sajda making shukr to Allah. That I am in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but myself, I haven't got an inkling what is this great honor. And then not only that, after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to stay his life and pass on the message of hidayat, who he left behind, or Allah blessed us with what after that? Those who sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what they became, when it carried on the silsila till today, or ulama, fuzala, kuzewere ilm wa dani se arasta kya. And Allah Ta'ala left behind after that, that now we say, how are we going to follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? No, Allah left in the ummah ulama, great, great scholars, who learned the marifat of Allah, who got then the azmat of Allah, and the fear of Allah is in their heart. That is ulama. Not just to have the knowledge of deen. And sadly today, everything, Mr. Google, you want to Google how to become an alim, you become an alim online. You got all the information of alim, but you got no reality of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. You don't have an iota of the fear of Allah. So not those ulama who sat directly in the company of Allahu Akbar. What great ulama was Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What he learned from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the sahaba radiallahu anhu, and we see what sohbat, what knowledge you'll get. A person in the class also won't get that type of knowledge. But anyway, that's both important. To learn the knowledge of deen also, and to get that lure of knowledge. Then Allah has left behind the great, great ulama, and not just ulama, then ulama who have made more effort in learning the marifat of Allah, learning the azmat and the greatness of Allah, fuzala, great, great scholars, Allahu Akbar. We can't make enough shukr. What great scholars we have got. If we just hear the history of the scholars of Islam, we are mind-boggled. But today, we are small, like Hazrat says, not even pup squeaks. We want to now go into research what those ulama said. Is it really Allahu Akbar? Our great, great ulama, Allah gave them not only knowledge, Allah gave them taqwa. They did the work for us. They presented our deen on a golden tray. And now we want to research whether, and then we want to, Allahu Akbar, open our small, dirty mouths and object to the fiqh of the great, great ulama. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, these great Imam Ahmad ibn Imam Malik rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi, Imam Bukhari, mind boggling, we can't imagine. So we just have to take from them and we have to enjoy. And Allah Ta'ala says, Hazrat says here so beautifully that Allah has beautified them. What the jewelry of knowledge. So what is beauty? Not in this outward beauty. Today men want to wear also necklaces. Men want to wear rings and chains and all. No, wear the beauty of the knowledge of deen. Come in the company of the friends of Allah. Then you'll beautify yourself. Or danish, and not just knowledge, the hikmat, the understanding of the knowledge. That is important. That Rabbi zidni ilma wa zukni fahma. Oh Allah, bless me with knowledge, but give me the proper understanding of knowledge. Today, unfortunately, we don't have the proper understanding, so people to suit our nafs, we're using ayat, totally out of context, ahadith, to suit our desires. So that is not understanding of deen. And this understanding of deen, this is what is hikmat, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given from Allah ta'ala directly. Allamani Rabbi fahsana ta'alimi. My Rabb taught me. And what? Who could teach me better than Allah? Utina al-awwalina wal-akhirin. Allah gave me the knowledge of the beginning and the end. I was a Nabi ummi, can't read and write. But nobody can compare to the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this knowledge that Allah ta'ala has beautified the ummah, and Allah has beautified the world with this, and this is the beauty. If we want beauty in our life, then come to the, our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, don't go to the beauty parlors of the world, where they will fool you, and especially women folk, and forget women folk today, men going to beauty parlors. He says, come to the spiritual beauty parlor, and then see what you'll get. Your inside will be beautified, your noor will come on your face already. Like for woman folk, it said, if they only knew and they come and learn from the men of Allah, what is the benefit of one sajda and how Allah puts the blood from the heart going straight into the brain and the head, and you all that the freshness comes into your face. The best beauty you'll get in sajda, they'll never want to see a beauty parlor. They'll want to see the spiritual beauty parlor. So this is what Allah Ta'ala has blessed, and as it is said so beautifully, that Allahu Akbar, the beauty of the sky, inna zayyanna samaa'a ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawakib, we beautify the skies with the beautiful stars. And what is the beauty of the earth? The ulama'i rabbaniyin, those scholars that have got Allah in their heart, and those scholars that teach us about Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the beauty of the masjid, not the chandeliers and outside all the beauty etc., is the musallis in the masjid. And the musallis who come with haqiqat, Allah bless me, all of us with this reality. And then Hazrat explained that peeche khuda aur naati rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke, that after this khutbah, after the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the praises of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arbab danish fazar zahir ho jiye ke musalman ko lazim hai, every person of intelligence, and Allah gave everybody intelligence. Very few people, Allah Ta'ala's hikmat, Allah Ta'ala didn't give them maybe a brain functioning properly or whatever. But generally, Allah out of His sheer mercy and kindness, without deserving it in the least, but as we all learn, that Allah Ta'ala has given us intelligence to do what? To realize and use your intelligence. Ke Musalman ko lazim hai. And here the word Musalman is used because those people will take heed. But actually it's insan. Every human being got intelligence and he is supposed to realize why Allah sent me in the world. It is necessary, it is absolutely incumbent upon him that why you came in the world, apne Rab ko pehchane, to recognize Allah, to learn the marifat of Allah. Mama khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun, to come to know that Allah says we created insan and jinnat to gain to make the ibadat of Allah. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, see what great scholars, Allahu Akbar, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title that he's got the knowledge of Qurani Kareem, Allahu Akbar, the best of the greatest mufassir of the ummah. He says liya'rifun mi liya'budun liya'rifun, to recognize Allah. When you recognize Allah, then automatically you'll realize and you'll be happy that the greatest honor Allah gave me is to be the slave of Allah. I am the slave of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. So this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine. And this is our duty and our responsibility. And actually not a duty, it's a great honor that Allah is teaching me His marifat. Oh, how great is my Allah, and me such a useless being. And Allah has made the arrangement to learn the marifat of Allah, to gain the knowledge of who my Allah Ta'ala is. And we all our lives can be spent. We'll just get a glimpse of Allah's marifat. And in that glimpse, a person can't help falling in love with Allah. Then life is something else. Enjoyment of life is something else. Allahu Akbar. Just read this one more line and try and explain a bit, although time is going, that apne Rab ko pehchane aur uski sifat jane. Ay Allahu Akbar. Aur uske hukam ko maloom kare. Aur marzi na marzi uski tahqeeq kare. Ke bagair uske bandagi nahi. Aur jo bandagi na baja lawe, banda nahi aur badi bandan. And that not only we gain the marifat of Allah, how great is Allah, but then we learn the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. A person in this world, when you come to know of somebody, or for your father, you come to know about your father, your mother tells you who's your father, from who's this thing, where he comes from, etc. Then you know, oh, my father is from this family, etc. Then you come to know, my father is not just from that family, he's a Hafiz also. Allahu Akbar. And not just an ordinary Hafiz, he's a very good Hafiz. Now you get more love for your father. Then you come to know, oh Allahu Akbar, my father is not just a Hafiz, he's a Alim. And then he's an Alim Rabbani, and he's a great Sheikh. Now, if a person with understanding, how he will love his father. But before that, you don't know about your father, like Hazrat explained, that like today's world we live in, where people leave their country, they go and look for job in other countries. So this one person, he left his home, he left his wife expecting, and he went away to work in another country, working there 15 years or so, never came home. His son is already 15, 16 years, or even more. Now a letter came that I'm coming home this week or whatever. So now the mother tells the son, like that she told her father, your son, outwardly how the father looks, etc. But now she says, your father is coming this weekend. You must go and fetch him from the airport. So he says, Ammi, you told me how Abba looks, but I don't know. So she said, don't worry, in the neighborhood there's one old man, he's your father's friend. You take him with you, when you come to the airport, he'll show you who's your father also. So they were sitting, waiting for the plane to land, etc. And so this old man happened to go and relieve himself in the toilet. And this youngster was still waiting where the passengers are coming. Then he sees people are coming out. One old man came out, one bag on his shoulder, pulling another bag, etc. And then pushing a big trolley with goods. So this old man asked him, young boy, will you help me a little? He says, no, I can't help you now. I'm looking for somebody very important. I can't help you at all. Sorry, uncle, I can't help you. So the old man carried on. He said, okay, I'll carry on. He started moving and carrying on moving towards the door. Just then, that old man, his father's friend came. And he saw his father going and the boy is standing. He called him, come here. He says, what's wrong? He says, there's your father. Now he realized, oh, that's my father. Now he ran, say, Ma, no, I want to help you. He took off his bag, and now he's taking him and showing him. So exactly the same. We come in the world, we don't know who's Allah Ta'ala. When my parents teach us who is Allah, when we learn about Allah's greatness, and that is why children, the first thing that must go in their mind and their brain is the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Just learning from the time the child is 4 years old and stuff, ability to learn. In fact, before that, he'll be hearing Allah's name. He'll be hearing durood in the house. The house environment should be such that only you hear about Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not all the filthy, dirty things of TV and comedies and all the stupid things. And then a child, how is going to know about Allah? How is going to... And so when from 4 years, generally, Allahu Akbar. Ulama, from the time the child turns 4 years and 10 days, they started teaching the children Quran Sharif. Start the teaching them Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then the cheer, don't worry that now the child must learn maths and all that. You know, that is the last thing. That will come as the child's mind mature with Quran Sharif. That they learned in few days. They don't have to go in the environment of school and waste so lot money, etc. Allahu Akbar, and get lost and come out of that with all stupid ideas. So like that, when a person comes to know Allah, that who is my Allah? Allah is my Khaliq. Allah is my Malik. Allah created me. Allah owns me. Allah is my Rabb. Allah is my Allahu Akbar. Allah is the one who is nourishing me. Allah who brought me out from non-existence into existence. Not like what these foolish scientists are teaching us, that matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. Allah brought us out from nothing. Allah doesn't need matter. Allah is the creator of matter and everything. So Allah is our Rabb. Allahu Akbar. If we just go, that alone, that quality of Rabb of Allah Ta'ala is so magnificent that we can't imagine. Like our mothers, we call our mother Amma because we came out from her. But who made your Amma? Your Rabbah. Allah made your mother. And all the mothers of the world, who made you? Allah Ta'ala made you. Allah Ta'ala made you. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ صَلَاةٍ. Allah says, we created you in the wombs of your mothers. Today the same insan that's making all the technology, we get astonished at what to do. You get astonished at what you made. You made a microchip, you get astonished. Who gave you that brain? And where Allah made that brain? In the darkness of the womb. What one droplet of sperm. What Allah Ta'ala made in that brain? It is so astonishing. And we don't get overtaken. Who made me? Allahu Akbar. We don't have to go far to look for Allah. And to recognize Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Just look at yourself. How are you moving around? How are you talking? How are you? Who brought you? Who is my Rabbah? And Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Sheikh says two young boys fight. One boy now is getting bullied by the other boy. He says, no, call my Abba. And my Abba will sort you out. So that boy goes and call his father. The other boy also goes and call his father. That boy was bullied. His father is a small man. When he sees this boy's father is a strong, he tells his son, no, don't worry, man. You all were playing, it's okay. But Allah says, our Dada Sheikh says, people like us now, our father passed away. So don't say, I don't have an Abba. No, my Abba passed away. I got a father, but he's not. So now I can't turn to my Abba. Who I turn to? My Rabbah. I turn to my Allah. Let all the forces of the world, America with all their alliance, try and touch me when I have turned to my Rabbah. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding that we have to gain the marifat of Allah and then see what enjoyment of life is something else. SubhanAllah.